four Democrats voted with Republicans, leading to the defeat of the House War Powers Resolution, allowing President Donald Trump to continue the war in Iran, which has now spread across 14 different countries. The Senate voted down its version of the bill Wednesday, along similar party lines. The House resolution, proposed by Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie and California Democrat Ro Khanna, saw one additional Republican supporter than its Senate counterpart, bringing the total number of Republican votes in favor to two. That includes Representative Warren Davidson of Ohio.
For some, this debate will be about whether we should even be fighting in Iran. For me, the debate is more fundamental. Is the President of the United States, regardless of the person holding the office, empowered to do whatever he wants? That's not what our Constitution says. Is he empowered to do whatever he wants for 60 or 90 days? That's not what the War Powers Act says. Is there any limit to executive authority whatsoever? I rise in support of this War Powers resolution today because the moral hazard posed by a government no longer constrained by our Constitution is a grave threat.
Donald Trump and his administration continue to offer differing explanations regarding the war in Iran. However, some Republican lawmakers have attempted to articulate the strategy more clearly than the administration officials themselves, including Congressman Mike Rogers, chair of the House Armed Services Committee.
Those objectives are, number one, to destroy the Iranian missile, drone, and defense infrastructure, posing a threat to U.S. forces and partners in the region. Number two, to degrade Iran's industrial capacity to produce additional drones and missiles. And number three, to destroy Iranian naval assets with the capacity to threaten U.S. forces and the free flow of commerce through the region.
Democratic co-sponsor of the War Powers Resolution, Ro Khanna, said the vote was a litmus test for the country's morality.
Reject this illegal and unjust war in Iran. Let us choose moral renewal over further moral decay.
The four Democrats who voted against the measure include Representatives Greg Landsman of Ohio, Henry Cuellar of Texas, Juan Vargas of Southern California, and Jared Golden of Maine. Golden was the only Democrat to explain his vote, saying he did not support the Khanna-Massie bill because it called for, quote, the immediate end of military operations in Iran, close quote. Instead, he says he supports another resolution led by Josh Gothamir of New Jersey, which would give President Trump 30 days to end military action and prohibit the deployment of ground troops without explicit congressional authorization, a proposal that has bipartisan support. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.